Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Today, we're going to do something a little different. It's going to be a shorter podcast than usual. It's also not going to be about the adult industry, but it is going to be about the First Amendment and free speech and things of that nature. So it kind of ties in. It is about the Fresno State University creative writing professor, Randa Jarrar, and her tweets about former First Lady Barbara Bush. As you know, former First Lady passed away last week. And while most everyone was polite and tweeted nice, respectful things, this creative writing professor chose not to. She tweeted a number of things. I'm not going to repeat them. They were rude. They were harsh. They were offensive, quite frankly, to speak to at a time when most people are mourning, to speak that way of the dead, and to speak that way of a former First Lady who was very well respected and was receiving a lot of kind words from all American political figures and worldwide political figures and celebrities. She chose to tweet the opposite. The reaction, of course, was swift, as it usually is. My feelings upon reading the tweet were instant anger. I think that it's really rude and classless to say things like that, regardless of how you feel about the person who died. It's just in poor taste, especially a fairly benign figure like Barbara Bush. I would feel the same way if it was Hillary Clinton, quite frankly. That's just how I feel and my personal morals. Of course, immediately the outrage industry kicked in, right? And there was a storm of responses calling for her to be fired, comments on her looks, comments on her sexuality, comments on the fact that she should be fired, calls for her to be fired. Just this overwhelming negative shitstorm that she created, which, quite frankly, I think was the point. I think her tweets were trolling. I think most of the responses to them were trolling. They've essentially made her famous. And, of course, then she turned right around and taunted. She couldn't be fired. She wouldn't be fired. She's making $100,000, and she would continue doing so. The fact that a creative writing professor at Fresno State is making $100,000 and not teaching a class this semester, that's something we should talk about another time. That's crazy. But essentially, there were these calls. Now, it isn't exactly a First Amendment issue. The government is not censoring her in any way if she were to lose her job. Her employer may choose to fire her over comments that are detrimental to the university. I don't know exactly what her contract status is. The university decided not to act. But essentially, she's no different in this case than Laura Ingraham, who made comments about David Hogg that people found offensive and advertisers pulled out. In both cases, the government is not coming after these people. That's the beauty of the First Amendment, that both Laura Ingraham and Professor Jarrar can make these statements that are rude, that are offensive, that are intolerant, that are ugly, and not have fear of government reprisal. The First Amendment does not protect her from the marketplace. It doesn't protect her from parents saying, I will not send my kid to Fresno State. It does not protect her from students saying, I'm not going to take my class from you. You're a bigot. That's up to them. And I'm okay with that. In the end, the university did nothing, though, and that was the right thing to do. As much as I find her comments distasteful, offensive, and disgusting, for her to lose her job over this would have been wrong. She's allowed to be rude and stupid. That's really important to realize. Those of us who spend way too much time talking about and obsessing about free speech, this is free speech, even if it's not a First Amendment issue. I defend her right to say those things. I don't like them. I don't particularly like her for saying them. But that's it. You're allowed to be rude and stupid. And another thing we need to realize, look how far down the barrel the outrage industry had to dig to find someone. Look how far they had to go to pluck this kind of asshole in and fill this outrage role. She's nobody, and I say that with all due respect. I'm also a nobody. But you know what? You couldn't find a mainstream political figure. You couldn't find the usual celebrities. You didn't see Sean Penn or Rosie O'Donnell or the usuals talking this way about Barbara Bush or any former First Lady. It was a creative literature professor from Cal State Fresno. I went to Cal State Fullerton. Even we laugh at Cal State Fresno. Okay? So this is nobody. And what we should be angry about is, again, this is the outrage industry finding something for us to be angry about. She is the proverbial tree falling in the forest. No one would have heard these comments to be offended, to be hurt, to be outraged if the media hadn't plucked the worst of the worst off of Twitter, shown it to us, and then plucked the worst of the worst responses to her and showed us that as well. And quite frankly, I think at least half of the responses to her are absolute troll accounts, probably even by her or her people throwing out fake bogus attacks. She basically Morton Downey'd herself, is what I think happened. And now we have to be outraged, right? How dare she say that? How dare the trolls respond the way they did? This is a right. No, she is right. All of these things we're fighting about, we shouldn't be. It shouldn't matter. She said something some would consider to be stupid and insensitive. Others might consider to be politically poignant. Doesn't matter. She said it, and the only reason we know about it is the outrage industry put a light on it and made us think about it and talk about it. Now, I'm doing a podcast and a video about it, so I guess I can't say anything, but she should not lose her job over this. The university stood up for free speech. They should now continue that and continue to stand up for free speech. We're setting a precedent here saying you're allowed to be rude, you're allowed to be offensive, and you're not going to lose everything over it. That's the message we should take from this. That and the fact that really, she shouldn't matter this much. She's allowed to say what she wants. She is essentially the Westboro Baptist people. I mean, basically, Professor Girard, I hope you realize that that's what you are. You're the Phelps family now. You're the Westboro Baptist folks. You're saying the most offensive possible thing at a vulnerable time in order to inflict emotional damage on people. That was your choice. I'm glad you're not going to lose your job over it. I don't like that anybody real or trolling or making death threats over it or insulting you on your looks. That's ridiculous. Your words should stand for themselves. They reveal a very, very hard heart. That's it. It shouldn't be any more important than that. Remember that, though, everybody. Free speech is important. You have to open your mind, though, to words you don't want to hear. If you don't like them, toss them aside. Don't add to the fire. Don't respond in kind. Don't be as ugly as the words you see. That's it. The end. That's where it should end. That's it. I'm Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. I welcome your feedback. Find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, Roger at RogerViews.com if you want to. If you see this on YouTube, click the like and subscribe if you like. That's it. Thank you very much.